All right, we're going to call the Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District to order. Today's August 4th, 2026. It's 11:33 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, do you want to start for us?
John Lewis, Chair.
Shane Dunleavy, Vice Chair.
Jeff Reese.
Brandon
King.
Campbell. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Brandon Campbell, district accountant.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, our board meeting minutes from our last meeting. You guys had a chance to review those. They look accurate.
I do. I'll move to approve the minutes from the May 5th, 2026 meeting.
I'll second.
Great. Thanks, Shane. Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. All right, Brendan, take it over, sir.
All right. Right, so on your screen we have our payment detail report. So with each quarterly meeting, we go over a couple of things. One is all of the payments we've made since for the last quarter, and then second, we go over the financial statements for the last quarter. But this is the payment detail report. It illustrates all of the payments that we have made in April, May, and June of 2026. On your screen, you can see the administrative costs. So these are the requisitions that we've made for your accounting, your legal, your auditor. And so those totals are $22,944.84. Squire is the name of the auditor. You probably approved them as Hinton Burdick, but then they were acquired or merged with Squire. And so now they go by Squire. So that may look like a new name. But and then moving from there, we have our bond fund. Few payments that went out from there. We had our June 1st bond interest payment that was made for 1.9, almost $2 million, and then our Zions Bank trustee fees that we pay annually. Those came out in second quarter as well for a combined $6,000. So a total of $2,002,000 out of the bond fund. And then we have our redemption fund, and the redemption fund, these are prepaid assessments or accelerated assessments. So there were some properties that closed, and some of the assessments and the assessment liens were released on those properties. And so they paid their portion of the assessment bond. And those monies that we received, then we turn around and pay down the bondholders. And so there was an acceleration payment of
Yay.
444,000. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Woo.
We're almost there, boys.
So close, so close.
Yep.
And then lastly, we have our construction fund, and this is where we have all of the reimbursements or payments for infrastructure. There's a bunch of requisitions, but you can see starting at the top, Bruce Baird, and then going down. I'm not going to read them all just because there's so
Yep.
many. But coming down, and these are all requisitions that you've seen and signed and that we have paid.
Yeah.
But a total of $7,024,569.96 paid in the second quarter. And those are all the payments that have been made in Q2.
Sounds
Any
good.
questions, comments on any of those?
Nope, looks good.
So I just want to elaborate on what Brendan said. The reason we need to do this is the state auditor is now asking the outside auditors to go through and check to make sure the entire board sees all the expenses that have been paid out.
Okay.
So John probably signs, but they want to make sure, Shane, that you and Jeff have seen it too, so that the full board sees what has been paid out. So that's why we need to do it. So, what I need then would be to approve the payment listing.
I'll move to approve the payment listing as shown.
I'll second.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Brendan.
Right, thanks. Well, now we'll jump over to the financial statements. These are your Q2 or mid-year financial statements. So they are year to date. They're not just activity in Q2, so it's cumulative year to date through June 30th. The presentation left-hand column is the adopted budget that we adopted last November, December. Middle column is actual activity, and then the variance column on the right. I'll focus my comments, generally speaking, on the middle column as we go through these, but stop me at any point if you want to talk about anything in detail. So here we have our general fund, general administrative costs. Up in the revenue section, you can see that we have some interest earnings on the monies that are being held in the general fund, so about $2,000 in interest earnings. Expenditures to date. So expenditures to date, all in $37,876.
Sorry.
And then that leaves then the district with, if you look down here at the ending fund balance in the middle, about $53,355 of funds on hand for
There you
administrative
go.
costs. Any questions there?
So, based on that, we're going to need to do a budget amendment for the general fund because it looks like we're going to be over on legal fees as well as Brendan. I'm going to make the assumption we're going to be over on yours as well.
There's a possibility. I know with all the requisitions happening, we're spending more time than we will once the capital funds have been expended down. There's a good chance that we'll tip over that 16,000
Okay.
mark.
So just know, board, we'll probably come back with a budget amendment for those.
Okay.
All right. Then moving down to the debt service fund. So the debt service fund, a little more action than what we had originally budgeted for. We'll get into that, but similar to Michael's comment on the general fund, we will need to come back and amend the budget for the debt service fund. But you can see the interest income here at the top, $324,000. That's just on the reserves that we have on hand. We are actually trending above budget year to date on our interest earnings, so that's a good thing. But the one item that we did not budget for was the special assessment fees. And so earlier I had mentioned how we had made some acceleration payments or some prepayments on those bonds. That total amount was 444,000, but we collected $353,000 of a special assessments that were used to pay down that 444,000. And you might ask, how does 353 become 444? It's a magical thing. Now we when we have those prepayments, there were also some capitalized interest monies that were set aside relative to each lot. And so any lot that is prepaid in these first 2 or 3 years, there's an amount of capitalized interest that actually credits against that principal amount. And so even though we only received $353,000, we did pay that the associated capitalized interest relative to those lots with the 353, which became 444. That
Got
may
it.
be difficult to walk through, but it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay, great. I'm glad you do. I barely get it myself, but no, it's good. But we didn't budget for that 353,000. So if there's any more closings that we have before year end, it'll go into that bucket as well, but we'll need to amend the budget for that.
Okay, yeah,
We did.
we'll likely have a few at COBIB, so.
Perfect.
Payoffs. Payoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So under expenditures, as previously seen under our expense details, we had our bond interest payment, our mid-year payment, the next payment's on December 1st. And so that's where we'll see that additional 1.9 come in. To meet the budget, then we had the additional principal pay down and the trustee fee. But that leaves then the district as of June 30th with about $14.8 million in reserves, which is a combination of, as you can see down below, capitalized interest, that's that set aside interest payments, as well as that required reserve, about 7 million.
Okay.
All right. Then lastly, we have our capital projects fund. So these are the monies that are restricted for payment or reimbursement of infrastructure. We had some interest earnings of about $217,000, the first half of the year. And then capital outlay or payments for the first 6 months are about 9.9 million. This is on accrual basis, but that shows you have about 1.8, 1.9 million dollars of funds remaining in the capital project fund. All right. Any questions or comments on the financial statements?
What is the, you've got capital, ending funding balance in the capital account is 1.88. And then what was the other category for, not miscellaneous, but there was a $5 or $6 million other fund for
You mean the reserve?
a reserve, yeah.
Yeah, this debt service reserve here at the bottom. Is that the one you're looking at?
I
Seven
guess,
million.
is that set aside for debt or
It
for?
is. Yeah, as part of the bond agreement and the bond issuance, there was two sets of monies that were set aside at closing. One is the capitalized interest, which is to pay for the interest for the first 2 or 3 years while the development's occurring and you're getting those homes coming online. The other component is a debt service reserve requirement, and that is generally required for bondholders with this type of credit, and so that was a requirement when we issued the bonds. Now, it does pay down on the bonds. So ultimately, we can't use it for any other purpose, but it does pay down the bonds over time. So each one of those lots that you sold, for example, in Q2, an element of that reserve was released and used to pay down principal on the bonds. And so as you sell all the lots, that reserve slowly decreases until you get to that last lot, and then it's gone.
Okay, so from a infrastructure reimbursement point of view, we have 1.88 left, nothing else.
Correct.
Okay. Guess I thought that was a different category. Must have been the debt service reserve.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. That's what I have for the financial presentation.
Okay, what I need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Shane.
I'll second it.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I have. Do you guys have anything for us?
I don't think so.
Okay. How goes the development?
Cranking away. We're
Nice.
busy. Lots of crews
Good.
moving, lots of dirt moving.
I need to drive up, take a
Yeah.
peek.
Yep.
Have to let you know when I come up
Sounds good.
and
Pretty fun.
tour.
Yeah, come play golf.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Anytime you want. We have a golf course, so you may as well use it.
All right, that's an awesome thing.
Yep.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Shane.
I'll second.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.